This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The Senate's in agreement on providing $250 million to Flint, Michigan, and other cities facing water system problems. The vote to make it happen could come as soon as next week. All this highlights the reality that Flint's water crisis is definitely not unique in America. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports from Washington.
The bipartisan Senate deal includes funds for drinking water emergencies, plus money for health programs and loans for long-term fixes to community water systems.
Well, we never want to be ungrateful for any kind of support we can get.
Kelly Brumbelow teaches civil engineering at Texas A&M, and there's a but with that statement.
Just in the state of Michigan, there's an estimate of over $13 billion in water infrastructure needs for the next 20 years.
Not to mention the hundreds of billions needed for the rest of the country.
The public has spoken loud and clear.
Rodica Fox is with the U.S. Water Alliance, part of the Value of Water Coalition. That group just finished polling Americans on this issue.
They're ready and willing to invest to ensure safe and secure water service, so we hope that public officials will step up.
95% of respondents said it's important to invest in water infrastructure. 60% are willing to pay for it with higher water bills. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.